I did something really odd in this film. No one notices it. I know about it. I shouldn't even talk about it, but I will provide a trade secret. I haven't talked about it, in truth. Every time I do one of these, I'm always thinking about how to cut an interview. How do you put an interview together? It's part of the job description. How do you film an interview, and then how do you edit an interview? And I've tried all kinds of different strategies for editing interviews. This is the first movie I've shot in CinemaScope. Mm-hmm. CinemaScope is 2.4 to 1. Mm-hmm. The height is 1, the length is 2.4. So it's Band-Aid shape. I love the format. If I ever do that TV series first person again, I'm going to shoot it in scope. I just adore scope. But one of the things that I didn't realize this at first, everyone knows about jump cuts. You don't move the camera. You're on an interview and you have to cut a piece out. There's a jump cut. It looks bad. What do you do about jump cuts? How do you handle jump cuts? Two things I learned in the making this movie. All the interviews were shot on high def, a high-end Sony high def camera, the same one that was used for Star Wars. Oh. Good camera. Expensive camera. And the interviews, when you transfer them to film, look fabulous. They look really great. I learned that you can blow up high def 100% and you can't notice. Now, if anyone told me this, I'd say, well, that can't be true. Because in film, if you blow it up 10%, you can notice. It just starts to degrade immediately. You see the grain, blah, 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 blah. High def, it interpolates so that you can blow it up and blow it. There's a certain point where it starts to fall apart, but it's quite amazing. You have to see it with your own eyes. I've seen tests. You can change the size of an image pretty easily without degrading the picture. That's one thing. Then I noticed, if I stopped moving the camera, I just left the camera alone. Cut chunk. You have this, guy's head, this frame, right? You cut a piece of it out, you got a jump cut. What I could do is I could move his head over to the other side of the frame and paste in the background. It was that uniform concrete background. So that I could create a different idea of montage and interviews. They're seamless. I think they're quite beautiful.